If you look up and down this valley between Glenwood Springs and Parachute, we are surrounded by gas wells.
Battlement Mesa resident Bonnie Smeltzer urged Garfield County Commissioners Tuesday not to approve URSA Resources' proposed APAD, and she's not alone. For months, citizen groups made up of Battlement Mesa residents and others have voiced their concerns about 24 natural gas wells plus a wastewater injection well inside the boundaries of the community, about 1,000 feet from the Colorado River and less than 500 feet from some homes. URSA already operates two injection wells on its well pads outside the Battlement Mesa community boundaries. A third has not yet come online, but there is no precedent for the proposed injection well on APAD. It's the first one to be requested under the new state urban mitigation area rules, which require setbacks of at least 500 feet from building units, unless the company can provide waivers from the homeowners. But we'll get to that later. Two residents who spoke Tuesday were in favor of the project, but most were not.
My name is Ben Tipton. I spent over 30 years working in the Water and Wastewater Department for the city of Glenwood Springs. I'm here because I'm concerned about the water we drink and that we pay to have treated. As close as this injection well is to our water treatment facility and where we draw our water from, I feel that anything that is mandatory tested for by the state of Colorado should not be injected near a water treatment facility.
It feels like we're now living in an industrial park. Our lives have changed, and not for the better. I would just ask you to consider, once again, you know, it's about the people that live here.
Leslie Robinson, Grand Valley Citizens Alliance. The location of Pad A is on an active debris flow and should concern the county of its potential danger to residents above and to the municipal facilities below. The county should demand more surface geological study on the site before considering approval.
In December 2015, Garfield County Commissioners approved URSA's Phase 1 request to drill 53 wells on two pads plus a pipeline within the boundaries of the PUD. As of October, 24 of 28 wells planned for the D pad and all 24 on the B pad were drilled. Bonnie Smeltzer reminded commissioners that crews ran into unexpected problems last winter while building the pipeline.
They drilled into that hillside and they hit spring water and had to spend 2 weeks hauling millions of gallons of water away. They got that hole plugged, then shortly after that they encountered some more groundwater. And I feel that if they drill or dig into that hillside below those trailer homes where the site for well pad A is, they might encounter the same thing.
Matt Samuelson, one of the attorneys that represents three citizens groups fighting drilling inside Battlement Mesa, told commissioners Tuesday that URSA has had other problems.
According to the Oil and Gas Commission, URSA has had 28 reportable spills in Garfield County since April of 2013. One spill estimated 10,800 gallons was found to have contaminated groundwater in the area. And this took place.
The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, or COGCC, fined URSA $22,000 in 2016 for odor violations and leaky gauges on three pads outside the Battlement Mesa PUD. And in late October, the COGCC denied a large portion of the company's application for the APAD because URSA failed to send proper notices to building unit owners within 500 feet and 1,000 feet of the proposed pad. That means URSA must reapply for the APAD permit. And remember those waivers I mentioned earlier? The company must also provide them from all the people who live within 500 feet of the injection well or obtain a variance. In other words, says Samuelson, by obtaining waivers or requesting a variance, URSA essentially is asking for permission to break state law.
They will also have to show that even though there are two state laws stating that multi-well pads and large urban mitigation area facilities shall be as far as possible from existing homes, that they want to place their wells and production facilities closer to what state law allows.
Commissioner Tom Jankowski told KDNK that the board expects to make a decision on the APAD and injection well application today. But Battlement Mesa resident Dave Devaney suggested that commissioners defer their decision until the COGCC decides on IRSA's application. But even if Garfield County approves of the project, the state still has the final word. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.